Welcome to the Sacred Womb Podcast, womb-centered wisdom for the arc of womanhood, with me, your host, Melanie Swan. Hello, hello, welcome back. Oh, today, I so enjoyed putting this one together, the Women with No Name. So this podcast is not about some hidden tribe in the depths of the jungle in some country that we might not have heard of. This podcast is about us, women in America, in England, in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in loads of different countries all over the world. Have no name, have no surname. So before I get started on this, I want to caveat this with this does not apply to all women, but most. Some women do have their own name, but then don't pass it on to their children. And some women do have their own name and do pass it on to their children. This also varies from country to culture to culture. And I, you know, to do a podcast covering all the different cultures and countries just, you know, isn't really possible. So what I've done is generalize, and this is relevant to most women, but not all, and most cultures, but not all. So before you start listening to this episode, I'd invite you to take a few breaths and know that you, on listening to this, you might feel defensive, you might feel inspired, you might feel triggered, you might feel blamed, you might feel all sorts of different things. My intention with this is to highlight what's going on and to highlight this thing that's in our culture that's culturally acceptable. There's some variations, but I am questioning why we are still doing it. So here we go with the women with no name. So right at the start, I want to acknowledge there are different ways of being, becoming a family. What I'm talking about here are woman marries man, has children, woman gives up surname, takes on husband's name, and the kids have the husband's name, or it's now the couple's name. So yeah, lots of different ways to have a family now, same-sex marriages, trans marriages, all sorts of diversity we've got. But what I'm referring to is this dominant system that we have. And I really want us as women to collectively think about it and think about what we're doing. Because at birth, women inherit their father's family name, as do the boys. And then at marriage, women give up their father's family name and take on their husband's family name. So basically, women don't have their own name. There's no lineage in the form of names. And we as women then pass this conditioning onto our own children. So as I said, that this doesn't apply to all women, because some women keep their own name when they get married, but then don't pass it their own name onto their children. So their children have their husband's family name. And some women do have their own name and do pass it on to their children. But hopefully that covers all the bases here and you're really clear on this. I'm talking about the dominant system that we have in our culture. Not so long ago, women didn't have their own bank accounts. Women couldn't own their own home. Women couldn't own land. Women couldn't vote. Women couldn't do certain jobs by law. Women got married, would go and live with their husband's family and take on their husband's family name. And then their children would have their husband's family name. There's lots of different cultural reasons that happened, and it might have been a very helpful thing at the start and a healthy thing. So I'm not, again, going to get into that because I know some cultures' history. I don't know other cultures. don't really want to get into the technicalities of it, but that's generally what happened. And that's still what happens in some countries. However, let's look at now. What happens now, generally? Women have their own bank accounts. Woohoo, revolution. Women own their own homes. Fantastic. Women own land. Fabulous. Women can vote. Hey, women can do any job. Women get married and take their husband's name and give their children their husband's family name. So I'm curious why we still do this last one. Is it out of date? In 2020, is this norm still relevant? What effect is it having on the empowerment or not of women? How does that land with men? What's it say to men? And what are we saying to our daughters and sons with this pattern? What messages are we passing on here? And then I also want to talk about the alternative. So I am going to keep this episode quite short and sweet so that the message is really succinct and you can go away and have a think about it. See how it lands, see it how it digests. And then I'd love to hear from you in the Sacred Womb Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. Because I feel this is quite a sensitive, possibly triggering topic, I would ask that you wait a few days to percolate this. Even if you feel inspired by it and you don't feel triggered, I just ask you to let your system digest it and dream on it and look at the world with this information and wonder how you might feel different, how your family might be different, how your immediate culture might be different, and then wider, if women had their own name and continued their lineage through their name. So yeah, what are we saying to ourselves and our children with this pattern? For me, what we're saying is the man's lineage, the male lineage, has more weight, is more important, is it more dominant, does it have more importance? So even when women don't take their husband's name when we get married, it is quite common for the children to still just have the father's family name. Sometimes there's the father's and the mother's name as well, which to me feels more relevant. I would certainly have preferred to have both my mother's and my father's name, my surname. But yeah, I wonder why it's still going on and why women don't have their own name. And yeah, it just doesn't sit right. I've sat with this topic. This came for this podcast. I've been brewing it all month and I had my bleed a few days ago. And I feel it's a program that's running and running and running, and it's become the norm. And women are sort of taking variants of that, but not really. I don't think we're really breaking out of that conditioning, of that pattern. And I just wonder what message that gives, particularly our daughters, that we take on our father's names and then we give that up and take on our husband's name. It's like the ownership of girls, women is being passed from one man to another. It doesn't feel right. Now, I know there's an element to this of being sort of under the protection of one's husband's family, a husband being the outer circle. I get there might be underlying reasons, energetic reasons, historic reasons. But I really, in our modern times, I really question why this is still going on, because we can still kind of be in the protection of our husband and still have our own name and still give our kids both names as well. So I think that's what the alternative is. I know in Spain, that's what happens. That's the general norm in Spain. And I just wonder why it's not shifted in, say, America, England, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. Why is this still going on? I think it's one of those things that we switch off to and just sort of accept. And someone I was speaking to a while ago didn't want to even bring the subject up with her potential husband. I do have to say she was quite conflict avoidant. She didn't want to bring it up because he might be offended. So I'm wondering if there's any other women out there that are thinking, oh, man might be a bit offended if we don't want to take his name. And this is actually relevant to me because back when I was 21, I was due to get married. And I mean, it did fall apart. I didn't actually get married. I hadn't quite learnt what the difference between a boyfriend was and a life partner. No, I know. I did find out. I lived and learnt. So yeah, I was due to get married to someone who was effectively a great boyfriend, but not a life partner. And fun, going out, all that sort of thing. But we moved in and it was slowly dawning on me, or not so slowly, that there were these really set in stone cultural patterns, and our relationship was beginning to break down anyway. And I said to him, do you know, when we get married, I'm going to keep my name. And he actually didn't look up at me and said, well, you know where the door is then. And yeah, so I used it. So I was very grateful that he revealed that and other things before we did get married. So yeah, I used the door. I didn't marry him, obviously, because of that general attitude that pervaded everything. So yeah, I wonder what would happen if we're already married and we say to our husbands, I think I'm going to change my name. I'm going to choose my own name. And I want our kids to have my name too, both our names. I am married and I don't have my father's family name. I don't have my mother's family name. And I do not have my husband's name either. So I talked to him about this. We talked about it when we got married. And I said, yeah, I'm going to keep my name. And he said, okay, I'm going to keep mine too. Which is one of the reasons I married him, because he questioned having his own name. Would we have a double-barreled name? If we were going to have a double-barreled name, then we would both have that. It wouldn't just be me that took his name and he didn't take mine somehow. He thought that would be very odd. One of the reasons I love him, because he didn't take the cultural norm to be as a given. We questioned it and we talked about it and we didn't really see why either of us should change our name. So yeah, I personally unsubscribed from that program. I didn't want to be part of that anymore. Doesn't mean I'm not part of my mother's lineage, my father's lineage. You know, we can't escape that. I wouldn't want to. I want to work through those things and do that generational healing. But yeah, I have my own name. And when I chose my own name, I set my intention and it came. It came after a week of being in nature, and I didn't even really think about it too much, but it came and I told a few friends and was like, what do you think? And they just stared at me and said, that's your name. That is your name. And so that's my name. And yeah, there was a shift in empowerment from that moment, because now I am my own woman. I'm not under or not under the protection or lineage of my father and his family. And I've not taken on my husband's name. I have my own name. I have my own lineage. And if I had kids, I don't actually, and I don't intend to, but if I had children with my partner, they would have both our names. I would be giving them the message that mum and dad are of equal importance, that male and female are of equal value. I really think it's time we question this. And this is not a criticism of any of us. We are all doing our best, right? So This is not to sit here and judge you or say, I think you should be doing what I've done. I just invite you to question what name you are carrying, what message that is given to your daughters in particular, what message does that give to your sons in particular, and what are we saying to the rest of our culture, our sisters, our brothers, in not having a name of our own. So I really encourage every person thinking about getting married or being in a partnership, being in a civil partnership, and thinking about names, and certainly children's names, to be curious about what message is being given through this old, old practice, and yeah, see what happens. Personally, I feel if we did have a name of our own and we passed that on, things might feel a little different. Not even a little different, quite a lot different. But that's me, that's where I sit. I would love to know how this lands with you. As I said, please digest it for a few days and then let me know, either in the Facebook group or on the post on Instagram. I'll put some posts up about the podcast. Let me know on there. I do read the messages and I'm curious. I want to hear from you. I want to interact with you and see if this really is one of the ways we can get back to owning our power, owning our line. And I'm really putting our name to it. All right then. Well, I send you lots of love wherever you are, and I will see you next time.